Yeah, that's right. It's Wednesday. Going in foot. Quick check of the financial markets. Dow Jones Industrials closed down 15 points today, 12,192. NASDAQ off 10 at 2,374. According to the Associated Press, stocks fell slightly but showed more signs of stability Wednesday as investors sifted through new economic data and found little reason to resume last week's heavy selling pace. Well, that's based on simply statements by Alan Greenspan, who last week said there was a good probability of us going into a recession. This week, after the markets collapsed, he changed his mind and said, probably, we've got a 33 1/3% chance of falling into a recession. Mr. Paulson, visiting his communist Chinese friends in China today, announced that Goldilocks economy is still going strong. Everything's fine. You people are panicking over nothing. By the way, gasoline prices are flirting with $3 a gallon. In the metals complex today, a reversal of fortune. Gold closed up $5.60 at $650.70. Silver closed up 12 cents at $13.06. Platinum off a buck at 1,194. Palladium flat at $350 even. As we mentioned, crude oil lower by 12 cents. How's that possible? How can gas be almost $3 a gallon and crude oil goes down 12? I haven't figured that out. Anyway, why was gold up? Because the dollar was down. Anyway, stand by, my friends. A lot more stuff to come right after this.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin.
That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Vietnam vet with a cardboard sign sitting there by the left turn line. Flag on the wheelchair flapping in the breeze. One leg missing and both hands free. No one's paying much mind to him. The VA budget's just stretched so thin, and there's more coming back from the Mideast war. We can't make it here anymore. And that big old building was a textile mill. It fed our kids and it paid our bills, but they turned us out and they closed the doors. We can't make it here anymore. See those pallets piled up on the loading dock? They're just gonna sit there till they rot, 'cause there's nothing to ship, nothing to pack, just busted concrete and rusted tracks. Empty storefronts around the squares, a needle in the gutter and glass everywhere. You don't come down here unless you're looking to score. We can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Wednesday. Prophetic words of wisdom. Can we make it here anymore? Good question.
Bartender don't have much to say.
As we were speculating yesterday with Bob Chapman, when will gasoline hit $3 a gallon? Bob Chapman said, probably by early spring. Well, he was a couple of months late. Gasoline prices have jumped above $3 a gallon in some parts of California and Hawaii. May hit that level in other parts of the country when the busy summer driving season approaches. It kills me. Well, it kills me too. Said Gloria Nuens, 53, as she filled her Ford Explorer SUV at a San Jose gas station. She's a clerk for a communications company, has started working a couple of hours of overtime each week to help soften the economic blow. All of a sudden, you kind of have to watch your pennies, she said. Analysts say drivers should brace for more increases in the coming weeks. Crude oil, which makes up about half the price of gasoline, is trading above $60 a barrel. Higher demand, refinery maintenance, and fears about springtime shortage are also driving up prices, particularly on the West Coast. Isn't that good news to start a Wednesday show with? If you think higher gas prices are the only problem, a story that appeared, much to my surprise, on CNN's Money.com website yesterday said, as investors wonder if the global market sell-off is reaching a bottom, economists are keeping a close eye on one big trading bet that could send seismic tremors through Wall Street. For more than a decade, investors have profited by borrowing yen at ultra-low interest rates and using the funds to buy high-yielding investments based in other currencies, known in Wall Street parlance as the yen carry trade. But last week, market swoon has brought risk back into focus, and a number of these borrowers have been unwinding those trades lately. There's been complacency and underpricing of risk across the board said chairman of Rabina Global Economics, a research firm. But now many big investors, as well as policymakers, are bracing for more volatility in the markets, he said. When the yen carry trade grew popular after Japan started holding interest rates steady near zero 6 years ago, it's only recently that a variety of hedge funds, insurance companies, mutual funds are getting out of those bets and removing a key source of support for stocks. In the process, they've sparked a swift rise in the yen, which has jumped 4% against the dollar in the last week alone, as they bought yen to repay their loans. And while it's difficult to quantify the size of the yen carry trade, investors have borrowed yen aggressively to fund a wide range of investments, from riskier assets in emerging markets to safer investments like U.S. Treasury bonds, the Economist said. Oh yes, Mr. Bernanke and Mr. Paulson are giddy about the Goldilocks economy. we're in serious trouble, my friends. I know sometimes on the show we make light of it, but we're pretty much dealing. We're pretty much dealing with the hocus pocus of the investment world. Martin Hutchinson, he's an author of a book called The Great Conservative. Well, he's looked into his crystal ball. And he looks at the excess liquidity that he says has leaked out of the liquidity bubble. He says the United States and big borrowers of dollars will become unexpectedly weak with their economies and stock markets faring worse than people predict. Long-term interest rates will rise, which Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke will attempt to contract by lowering short-term rates. However, he'll find himself unable to do much because of an entirely unanticipated upsurge in inflation. His reassurances to the market that all is okay and that we are living in the best of all possible worlds already is disingenuous. And we'll finally be seen as such by the wounded and angry denizens of Wall Street, who will ensure, as they face bankruptcy or more than likely 20-year jail sentences, that Bernanke will not survive their departure. Needless to say, the housing market, already suffering from its orgie of overbuying in 2001 through 2005, will go into terminal collapse, probably taking Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac with it. And houses will thereafter be nice and affordable up until around 2025. Outside the United States, Britain, so proud of its position as the epicenter of the overblown speculators of world finance, will find its economy in collapse. And London house prices dropping by more than half over the next 5 years, only the Russian mafia, accustomed to stealing their money directly rather than through mere financial manipulation, will remain in London more or less safe from Vladimir Putin, propping up the West End housing and luxury good markets to a limited extent by their vulgar excesses. And if you say you are feeling lucky, well, here's a bet for you. New Century Financial, a subprime lender, is getting hammered by the market, facing bankruptcy and an investigation by the feds. The price of the shares, when we looked at them yesterday, was below $5. What is remarkable about this is that in terms of dividend yield, they may be the biggest bargain in the market. This, according to the Orange County Register. Would you buy a stock for $5 if you knew the company was going to go BK? Well, those are your options. I told you, it seems like a month ago, but I guess it was only 2 weeks ago. I was in Southern California at the Long Beach Coin and Convention Center, where I was introduced to and actually held in my hand the new presidential dollar. George Washington. It is larger than a quarter. It's smaller than a 50-cent piece. It has a portrait of Washington on the one side and the coat of arms on the obverse. But there's no, and I noticed this, there's no In God We Trust on the coin. And I was going, well, that's interesting. I did notice on the rim of the coin, it had E. Pluribus Newman. Well, guess what? I was holding a very valuable coin in my hand. I didn't know this. I swear I didn't. And I guess a lot of people didn't know this. But apparently, the fine people in the mint are as incompetent as their brethren down on 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Apparently, there's been a misstrike. And if you have a coin, and these are the new dollars, you can go down and get them from your bank, trust me, but everybody's doing this right now, looking for the, these are now known as error coins, my friends. Let me read to you from the AP today. An unknown number of new George Washington dollar coins were mistakenly struck without their edge inscriptions, including In God We Trust, and made it past the inspectors and into circulation. The U.S. Mint admitted today. The properly struck gold coins bearing, well, they're not gold coins. They're gold in, well, it's like the Sacagawea. Don't ask me why, because maybe they think people are stupid out there, and they think they'll think it's gold, which they do. By the way, there's a lot of stupid people. This is a problem we're dealing with. We're surrounded by turkeys. No wonder it's a hard time trying to soar like an eagle. Anyway, the properly struck dollar coins bearing the likeness of George Washington and inscribed along the edge with In God We Trust is E Pluribus Unum. And the year and mint mark, they went into circulation, by the way, on February the 15th. The mint struck 300 million of these coins, which are golden in color, slightly larger and thicker than a quarter. About half were made in Philadelphia, the rest in Denver. So far, the Mint has only received reports of error coins coming from Philadelphia, Mint spokesman Becky Bailey said. Bailey said it was unknown how many coins didn't have the inscription. Ron Guth, president of Professional Coin Grading Service, one of the nation's largest coin authentication companies, he believes that at least 50,000 error coins were put in circulation. Now, if you find one of these coins, how much is it worth, you may be asking? Well, you'll have to wait until we get back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, Call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Yeah, whatever you do, don't pay the ferryman. Look, who's the ferryman? Well, he resides in Washington, D.C. He has initials IRS. So if you do come across one of these error coins, now you know that within the coin industry there's many conspiracy theories, especially in the numismatic area. Where some numismatists feel very strongly that the mint intentionally produces error coins so as to increase, obviously, the hobby of numismatists. Gives them something to look for in their small change. Gets people excited about collecting coins. Well, now, this may be true. Personally, myself, I say it's incompetence. I say some government employee at the U.S. Mint most probably went for a smoke break and forgot to check the machine, and when he came back, 50,000 coins had been struck that did not have In God We Trust on them. The first coin that was found, according to PCGS, fetched $600. I did a check on eBay before coming on the show. You can find, because some people have found these coins, prices on eBay vary between $40 and $60. Which is not a bad return for a dollar. So you can go rushing out to your bank and ask for a pile of the new presidential dollars, and you may get lucky. You may find one of the error coins. Make some money at the expense of the incompetent government. As you know, the President of the United States is doing a South American tour. Not sure why, but I guess it's good to get out of Washington, D.C. when it gets a little hot. You know, when you can't stand the heat in the kitchen, it's time to get out of the kitchen. And with everything going on, the President decides to go. It's just like Dick Cheney last week. He knew bad things were going to happen, so he went to see his friends in Australia. One of the places he will not visit is Venezuela. And according to Bloomberg News today, Venezuela is going to speed up plans to par holdings of U.S. dollars in its international reserves to reduce the nation's dependency on the world's most widely held currency. This according to the central bank president in Venezuela. The bank won't give details on its strategy or the amount of dollars in its reserves, which total about $36 billion. Armando Leon, a bank director, said alongside Parry in an interview with the state television channel, the central bank stated its diversification plan in 2005, Parry said. We are accelerating the process of diversification of our reserves. It's a program to protect and diversify our national wealth. It's been implemented meticulously and will continue to be that. Venezuela is not the only country on the planet that's divesting itself out of the dollars. Anybody that's paying attention is doing exactly the same thing. This is just a simple fact of life. As Mr. Paulson, as we said, runs around the world telling everybody, don't worry, be happy, everything's fine. Look, just got to protect yourself against the beast. Speaking of the beast, you know, it's amazing how many of these so-called, and this is a serious problem that's facing, and I'm reluctant to use the term conservatives. These people are disillusional, a lot of them. And unfortunately, their disillusion comes because they listen to people like Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Michael Medved, who are completely clueless. I mean, I cannot believe the level of ignorance that these people demonstrate on air on a daily basis, and nobody calls them on it. As you can imagine, on the so-called conservative talk show channels today, the debate was about the conviction of Scooter Libby. And they bring up all these canards now I've forgotten who he was, the guy that stuffed papers down his pants, who was not charged with taking classified documents out of a secure location. The reason why he wasn't charged with taking documents out of a secured location, because when the FBI questioned him, he didn't lie to the FBI. He told them the truth. So they couldn't charge him with lying to the FBI. These same conservatives, we've got a break coming up. We'll have more when we return about the disillusional voices of conservatism in America.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Wednesday. Robbie Noel with you on the flip side, talking about, and I just found it amazing listening to these people, how ignorant they are. Not any of the law, but just their politics is so one-sided. It's unbelievable. No wonder they're so brain dead. But yes, the argument today about Scooter Libby was he was innocent. According to Rush Limbaugh, he was convicted for telling the truth, which I found an amazing statement, but obviously explains why one half of his brain was tied behind his back. Sean Hannity is no different. He was touting out, obviously, I was going to say Weinberger. It wasn't Weinberger. But whoever he was, stuffed the documents down his pants, and then nothing happened to him. So he says, there's, you know, obviously something wrong with the judge. Now, these people, by the way, when Martha Stewart got busted, and I, at the time, stood up for Martha Stewart because I raised the question. Martha Stewart is not being charged for insider trading. That was never the charge that they made against Martha Stewart. That charge was never brought against her by the Securities and Exchange Commission. She was charged with the simple crime of lying to the FBI. And to boot, she wasn't even under oath. She just happened to lie to them when they were interviewing her. It's like if you want to go after the beast, if you want to challenge the beast, and the beast, in my opinion, is this bureaucracy called government. If you want to challenge the beast, you better make sure all your ducks are in line, because the beast is big, he's powerful, he can be defeated. It's a David and Goliath thing, in my humble opinion, but it's neither here nor there. If you're going to challenge the government, you better make sure you got all your ducks in a line, because they're going to nail you every time. Look at Al Capone, for goodness sake. Here's a man that they wanted to nail for extortion, for bootlegging, for gun running, for every kind of conceivable crime you could name. They couldn't nail him on a single one. They had to finally nail him on failing to file income tax. You see, when you deal with the beast, you know, you got to be smart. Scooter Libby should have realized he was going against the beast. And when it became apparent to him that he lied under oath to the FBI, he should have copped a plea while he could. Because they're going to nail you on that. You've got to learn your lessons. You know, you can't. Look, the government can lie to you. It does it every single day. We have a liar in chief. We have a vice president who lies a lot. Should be called Lie-a-lot. They can get away with it. They've got license to lie. But you and I don't. So this whole Scooty Libby fiasco, which these conservatives don't want to deal with, was obviously the underlying cause of the whole war with Iraq. This was vengeance that was taken out by this administration against people who were questioning their logic in going to war, which is the basis of this whole lawsuit. Obviously, the conservative talk show hosts around the country want to divert your attention away from the fact that we were lied into a war. And Scooter Libby was the fall guy. There's no question about that. It's as clear as the nose on your face. But yet they want to, and it's amazing, when you listen to the callers into the show, how many of these people have actually bought into this argument? They do not have the ability to to look at the facts. They have no concept of what this government that they support is all about. Is it any wonder that the likes of Medved and Rush Limbaugh, when anybody calls them up and questions them about the North American Union, that they relegate those people to the Kook Brigade? And it's a figment of their imagination. There's no plan to merge Canada and Mexico and the United States into one North American community. I mean, these people are unbelievable, and these people have sway. They have the listeners. Look here, Republic Broadcasting Network, if we get 500 people listening to a internet broadcast, it's a big thing. The likes of Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity reach millions of people every day. Is the level of stupidity in America that high that millions of people will tune in to listen to this garbage, or is it the state of education in this country? Is this obviously the example of government education, that smart, intelligent people can be this blind to the reality of what we're dealing with? You know, there's a number of stories I put on RepublicTradingGroup.com's website today. You can access it through EaglesUp.com. EaglesUp.com is a bit of a web address. It's smaller, easier to remember. And who knows, we may have another problem with our domain name, but let's not get into that one. There's three stories that deal with, obviously, the Walter Reed debacle that is going on right now, which is just an exercise. It's the same incompetence that we saw from this administration with its response to Katrina. No different. But yet these are the people, these same conservative talk show hosts who refuse to discuss this Walter Reed in any way, shape, or form, because it belies the lie that they are the only ones that support troops and the Democrats do not. We find out now that the reason that the outpatient, granted, there's no question, the medical facilities at Walter Reed to treat patients is probably the best in the world. They have the ability to keep kids alive who should be dead. There's no question about that. It's not even a question about the competency of the medical staff. It is what happens after they've kept them alive and they shove them off into the outpatient service. Well, now we found out that the outpatient service was outsourced to a subsidiary of Halliburton. Now, this is the same company, by the way, that could not deliver ice during Katrina. Yet these people were given the contract to care for U.S. service personnel after they left or were discharged, whether it was from Walter Reed or whether it was from the German medical facility. They were tasked with this responsibility. Now, you would think after Katrina, after a company that couldn't deliver ice, someone within this giant bureaucracy said, you know, we just awarded them a contract to take care of the soldiers that we love and talk about with such eloquence on a daily basis. But obviously someone missed that one. But it also shows the nepotism that we deal with in politics. It's a scam of epic proportion. Now, this company used to be part and parcel of Pan Am. Pan Am went defunct. And it resurrected itself. They got involved with Nassau contracts, and then it grew, and then was bought out by KB and Root. I mean, it's the same players all the time. It's the same contractors getting the same lucrative contracts from the government. Which proves another point, that these people care not one whit for the sacrifices made by 19-year-old kids. But this shouldn't come as a shock or surprise to anybody. They didn't care a whit about 19-year-olds in World War I. They didn't care a whit in World War II. They threw out a token GI Bill, kept everybody quiet for a while. But a lot of those World War II vets who didn't get the adequate health care, but that's a different generation. This is a generation of people that would suck it up, had the ability to suck it up, and move on, realizing full well that their success in life was not dependent on some government handout. But then, obviously, the problem started with Vietnam. Because those troops that came back from Vietnam in a few years realized that it wasn't a noble effort they were on as World War II veterans. The World War II veterans, obviously, who also saw carnage, death, and destruction, could justify what they saw and had the ability to deal with that because it was a noble cause. It was, in their minds, a just war. Vietnam vets that came home realized it wasn't a just war. And they started suffering post-traumatic stress disorders, which the military poo-pooed. It's like repressed memory. It doesn't matter. These people are just seeking sympathy. When vets complained about Agent Orange, they fought that for a decade before the military reluctantly admitted to the problems with Agent Orange. You have vets today still fighting the veteran, the VA, from the first Gulf War, because the military still denies that depleted uranium has any long-term effects. You've got children being born today without arms and legs, all traced back to depleted uranium. The Army won't admit fault on this. Why? Because obviously liability. See, this world's got so entangled with the litigious society in which we live in, decisions are made in Washington based on future lawsuits. And now they cannot admit their mistakes. Stand up like a man. Admit your mistakes. They always tell us, you know, to have moral fiber, yet these same people that preach the need for moral fiber have spines like jellyfishes. And it's no different now. The president today making some half-assed remarks to some reporter about how disturbed he is about the treatment, and it will come to an end right now. We've got to look after it. Yeah, please, come on. Don't give a rat's butt about the troops. They are just pawns in your game, as 19-year-old kids have always been the pawns of old politicians who are achieving some political agenda that only 19-year-old kids, because they're too stupid to figure it out for themselves, are sent to godforsaken places to die for unjust causes. The bill coming back from Iraq, my friends, it's going to far exceed $2 trillion. If this administration is serious about dealing with the long-term effects of the consequences of war. You've got over a million soldiers have served in Iraq since the beginning of this war, which is now almost 4 years old, longer than World War II. And we're no closer to winning it today than when we started. As a matter of fact, I submit to you, we're further away today than when the stupid war began. It is mind-boggling when you think about it. And yet these people are in denial. These so-called leaders of the conservative movement. If these are the voices of the conservative movement, I submit to you the conservative movement is dead. And these people who are running for the presidential nomination on the Republican Party might as well fold their tent right now. They have no hope. No hope of reclaiming the White House. Zero possibilities. Who's going to believe them? And besides, look at the nominees for the Republican side. Rudolph Giuliani. Oh, he's a strong leader. Well, yeah, but he goes against every single plank of the Republican Party. Pro-gay, pro-abortion, anti-gun. And they love him. They love him. It just proves who these people are. These are closet socialists. Always have been socialists. This is who the neocons are. This is what a lot of people can't understand about neoconservatives. Who are neoconservatives? Neoconservatives were the communist lefties of the 60s and the 70s that couldn't find any other way but to hang on to the coattails of Ronald Reagan in the 1980s. And adopted some sort of conservative agenda during the 90s, and then saw their opportunity to strike with George Bush. Because the country was tired of Clinton after 8 years. Please, anybody. Anybody but Clinton. Gore lost. You know why Gore lost? Gore lost for one reason only. He lost his state of Tennessee because he was anti-gun. If Al Gore had given some good old boy speech about protecting, didn't even have to go into being pro-gun, just supporting, you know, sports shooters, he would have won Tennessee. He would have won Michigan. Now what we got to deal with? Now we got to deal with President Clinton once again. Oh no! I don't know if Hillary has a shot. I mean, I watched that thing again yesterday when she was trying to talk black in Selma, Alabama. I mean, it's embarrassing. And I know she ran a speech past Bill before, and unfortunately, he most probably signed off on it. Talk about pandering. And you know the sad thing, when the Democrats control three branches of government, who's going to be dictating U.S. foreign policy? I'll tell you who's going to be dictating it. AIPAC. AIPAC has a big convention coming up next week. Democrats are falling over themselves. Who's going to address the Jews? Well, Hillary's going to be there. Barack Obama's going to be there. Barack Obama has already declared his intention to support Israel no matter what. These people have no concept of what Zionism is. They have no concept about the history of the Middle East. None. Zero. Zilch. Oh, well. When we come back, we're in the final segment. Well, King of Jordan gave a speech today, and we'll have reference to it when we return.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me.
Welcome back, my friends. Yeah, stand by me. The King of Jordan gave a speech today before a joint session of the Knesset in Washington, D.C., where he spoke eloquently in a fine American accent about the challenges that the United States faces in the Middle East. And he was very blunt about it. Dick Cheney was sitting behind him, together with Nancy Pelosi, who you could see was rather uncomfortable with the statements the King of Jordan was making about a Palestinian state. That until a Palestinian state is established and the land captured by Israel prior to 1967 is returned to the Palestinians, there will never be peace in the Middle East. But he went on further to say that failing to secure peace in the Middle East The whole Middle East region is about to implode thanks to sectarian, tribal, and religious differences. He gave a very sobering speech. The unfortunate thing is, AIPAC controls what congressmen and senators in the U.S. Knesset does on a daily basis. Touching or saying anything negative about Israel is the kiss of death in Washington, D.C. Talk about the third rail of politics being Social Security. Forget that. It'd be easy for these guys to talk about Social Security and the fact it's going bankrupt as opposed to talking about Israel. So until and to such time as we are honest about the state of Israel and its influence on U.S. foreign policy, I submit to you, my friends, the situation in the Middle East is going to go from bad to worse to chaotic to full-blown anarchy. Tribal warfare will erupt between the Sunnis and the Shiites, Sunnis being the predominant majority in the Middle East, Shiites being the minority, although the majority in Iraq and Iran, in the big scheme of things, they are the minority. Saudi Arabia is financing the Sunnis in Baghdad. Jordan is trying to remain neutral. It can't for very much longer because its borders are getting overrun by refugees from Iraq. The inability of politicians to be honest and truthful is the reason why we tell you, and I say this from the bottom of my heart, buy gold and lots of it. I'm serious. Buy gold and lots of it. And you know who to call. Tomorrow night, sitting in the big chair, Jeffrey Bennett, I will see you on Friday night. Till then, my friends, have a great evening in spite of the government. Till Friday. See you. Bye.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you